Welcome to another episode of The Guild Life, the official podcast for Guild Launch. This is your host, Mike, speaking, and I have with me Slater. How you doing, Slater?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. So Slater just started with us about a month and a half ago.
Thereabouts.
And he's taken over support, so anyone who's contacted support has talked to Slater. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Slater.
Oh, what do you want to know?
What kind of games do you play?
Real big into WoW. Just got back from BlizzCon, so enjoying stuff like that. Mostly play pen and paper, running a D&D campaign at my local hobby store. Yes, I am a nerd. I admit it. I'm proud.
There's nothing wrong with D&D. I think we all have some pen and paper history in us somewhere. So you mentioned BlizzCon. We went to BlizzCon. It was fun, and we met a lot of people out there. It's good to see you guys. And
fun, he says. We went to BlizzCon. Come on, man.
BlizzCon was a blast. We got to play some cool games, some upcoming stuff. Like I said, we talked to a lot of people. We met some awesome people. You have any shout-outs you want to give to some of the people we met?
That's a good question. I mean, everyone was fantastic.
Yeah. We met with Figureprints. We got to see some of that stuff. It was cool. We ran into the guild.
Yeah.
And we got some autographs there.
And a picture, which is awesome.
And a picture. They had to stand up for Slater. Slater is like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't sit down with him. So.
Yeah.
The Mega Block stuff was really cool. They had a life-size Thrall who was like, I don't know.
He was my size.
He was huge.
Which is kind of unnerving to see made out of blocks.
Do you remember how many blocks they said he was?
It was like a quarter of a million or something.
Yeah, it was like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Who else did we run into up there? We saw the guys at Jinx.
Cryptozoic.
And running the Cryptozoic, if you don't play the card game, the WoW card game, Cryptozoic does cards. And they have characters from the card game you can use in your decks and play. And they were giving away a limited edition Hogger hero, which for non-WoW players, Hogger has been this big joke in the game for a long time.
Hey, Hogger is no joke.
He's not anymore. He's not. They've put him in an end game now. So he's a boss for Stock 8s.
And it's fantastic.
It is. It's incredible.
And as for Jinx, I have two words for you: Murloc hoodie.
Murloc. And Slater looks incredible with that. We're gonna get a picture of that on the site soon.
Yeah, no, we're not. That ain't happening. But I do wear it to the office.
He does. And our morning meetings are fun. You know, Slater, what are you working on?
Mike does it better than I do.
We also met the guy who created StarCraft Universe, which is incredible. This guy took StarCraft, used their in-game tools, and made an RPG out of it for StarCraft.
Yeah, doesn't he have talents and everything in there?
Yeah, it's talents, quests, levels. I mean, it's awesome. It's a really well done, and he was out there, so we got to talk to him. That was fun. So what you want to do is check out videos of who we talked to and see what we saw and check it out on our new YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's just Guild Launch, isn't it?
Yep, it's youtube.com/guildlaunch. So check that out, and we need the views, so do it. We got a bunch of contests and stuff going on, so we're going to run through those real quick, and Slater's going to kick us off.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Before we do that, I got to play Diablo 3.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Forgetting Diablo 3. You see what I have to work with around here? It was fantastic. And I am a pure caster. They gave me the wizard. I played the wizard. I love the wizard. Just like in D2, I played the sorceress. I love the sorceress.
In Diablo 2, I was a big necromancer fan, and I will admit that I had some disappointment that they dropped it. Mm-hmm. But after checking out at BlizzCon and fooling around with the witch doctor, I think I'm going to be happy. So, the system, I will admit that after seeing some of the screenshots and videos, I was worried that StarCraft 3 was just going to be a prettier StarCraft 2.
And Diablo 3?
I mean, I'm sorry, yeah, Diablo 3. So,
got me excited for a second. StarCraft 3
already. Diablo 3, my apologies. And after playing it, I'm really excited about it. So, I wasn't until I got my hands on it.
Well, I think once... Don't they have, like, zombie frogs?
Zombie frogs, that's right.
I mean, you can't beat zombie frogs.
Zombie demonic frogs that explode poison everywhere.
And, of course, we still have the best announcement, in my opinion, of all time. Which is... Pandas.
There's been a lot of anger on the internet about that announcement. People don't seem to be happy with it.
They're big, they're cuddly, they drink a lot. I'm not seeing an issue. It sounds a lot like me.
I've been hoping for pandas for a long time. The environment was incredible. The music, the setting, just the atmosphere overall was mind-blowing. It was beautiful.
And it played a little different. It felt like you were doing something new.
Yep. Did you play the monk class?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel about the new auto attack?
Well, I'm a pure caster. I don't use auto attack. I press one button. I was confused by the fact that there was more than one button for me to push. I wasn't like, just like fireball.
Fair enough. The monk was fun. It's different. I'm also a caster. I like range. I'm more of a pet caster player.
He's a druid.
Oh well, in WoW, I'm a druid.
You see what I have to deal with?
And so you know, the monk I think is going to have a strong appeal for a lot of players. I will probably do shaman or warlock with my panda.
Panda mage.
The idea of a panda summoning demons just seems awesome to me.
I just like the idea of a panda setting fire to everything.
Did you play any of the new StarCraft expansion?
I did. I'm not a huge RTS player, mm-hmm. but I mean, it was fun. The Kerrigan campaign, they had two demo, I don't even know what to call them, demo sessions.
Yeah.
Demo encounters, and one of them was on an ice planet, so I literally just got to Zerg everything. Literally, it's actually the Zerg.
It's the Zerg, yeah. The other one is neat. You go through the stage, and you're... My favorite thing about StarCraft is just building up this horde of units and then storming the map with it, just this unstoppable force. And at the very end of the other map, you're fighting another brood mother, and you go to this spawning pool, and you get, like, I don't know, it's like 300 points worth of units, and it's just all Zerglings and Banelings, so there's like thousands of them, and you just swarm, and it's incredible. It felt so awesome. I'm a Protoss player. I'm not a Zerg player, but I'm really looking forward to that after feeling that and seeing
Protoss.
What is, man? My life for ire. All right, so.
Now that we've got that out of our system.
What have you got for us?
Well, we've got the Rift Top Fan site, the Top Fan Contest. And right now, it ends on November 30th. We've got a lot of prizes. We've got a lot of ridiculous people who are... running through these things. I mean, some of the entries are just amazing. We have Rated, who's in the top place, and for some reason he won't take off his shirt to get more votes. I'm guessing it's because he's so far ahead right now.
I bet if you ask him nicely, though, he might.
He says he won't.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We have Irresistible, who's in second place, and she's a girl gamer with her own blog. We have Vexen, who... is some sort of surfer.
That's what it looks like.
I apologize, Vexen. And then we have Sunoco, who's in fourth place. And Sunoco, I don't even know what to say. He has 2,000 played hours on his main.
On his main. Not even his alts.
Not on the count. Main character.
Yeah.
He has all 334 collections. He has 7,700 platinum on his character. And he's already bought everything.
That's what he says, yeah.
So I need to get into his guild and get some sort of loan program or really just get some money and transfer off.
He also says he completed the Ultimate Hunter achievement. And for those of you who don't play Rift, they have rare mobs in the game. And the Ultimate Hunter achievement is awarded to the person who kills all 105 rare mobs throughout the entire game. And not only does he have it, he claims that he was the first person on his shard to achieve it.
Yeah. He was also the first in the world to complete the Colossal Victory, which you apparently had to participate in every single zone event. And, I mean, I guess that takes about 2,000 hours.
Yeah. Same with 7,700 gold and 334 collections. Sunoco isn't winning, but I think he should be. He seems truly like the ultimate Rift fan.
I mean, that is impressive.
So what do these guys win?
Well, the first place winner gets a free year of his Rift subscription, or her, go ahead and toss that out for Irresistible, subscription time on Rift paid for. The next 9 get 6 months of paid Rift time. And then even if you just vote, you can get, you know, 5 random winners are getting a video card, the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 570.
Wow.
5 other random winners are getting a free Guild Launch subscription for 1 year. and 10 random people are getting a limited edition red Siberia headset from SteelSeries. They're actually sitting in our office right now, and the urge to open them up is almost overwhelming.
They look great. Red's my favorite color.
Mike has to stop me. there's also the in-game item you get just for voting. You get their Dwarven Smithy goggles, I think. And they look fantastic. My Rift character's got them on.
Mine too.
So
The thing I really like about Rift, unlike a lot of these subscription-based, you see them a lot in the Korean MMOs or the free-to-plays, is they have a tab on your character profile where you can just put vanity gear. So, you know, WoW's got the transmogrification system coming soon, but in Rift, you can put those goggles on. They don't give you stats, but they just make you look like you have those goggles while you're wearing useful headgear also. And that's pretty cool. So, you know, check it out. Anyone who votes or enters in the contest will get that code. And you'll get another code you can share with a friend. So make sure you do it. And where do they do that at, Slater?
You go to The Guild Life, www.theguildlife.com.
That's it.
And go to Win Prizes.
Yeah, the Win Prizes tab is at the top on the right-hand side. Everybody wants to win prizes, so click it for all the current contests we have going on.
And we have some more, don't we?
We do. I'm going to talk a little bit about the EVE Top Site Contest. Those of you listeners that have been with us for a while may remember the one we did last year for Rift. So this one's EVE, and we've got some pretty cool stuff going on there. We're going to be giving away... I'll save the grand prize for last. For anyone who votes in the Top Site Contest, they will have a chance to win guild hosting, Ventrilo service, so they'll get a year of hosting for their guild site, or the corp site, my apologies EVE players, corp site. You'll get a Ventrilo server for a year, you know, all paid and everything. We're giving those out to the top three sites at the end of the month, as well as three randomly drawn winners. And we're in our last month of the contest. It ends on November 30th. So make sure you get in there, get your site set up, and get people voting. The grand prize for voters, and this is anyone who votes, and every time you vote, once a day, of course, you get entered to win this, is a top-end gaming computer. So the machine has an estimated value of about $2,000, and you know, it'll help you play EVE and keep melting face with whatever game you're playing.
Now, is this just for Guild Launch sites?
It's not. Any site can come to Guild Launch, come to theguildlife.com and register, and you'll get a JavaScript that you can place on your site or blog or podcast, whatever your site is, and people can vote right on your site just by clicking the image.
That's awesome. So if I have my own site, you know, if I host my own, I don't have to worry about not being eligible for this contest.
Absolutely. We wanted to make sure everyone could get in this, because the ultimate prize is really where it's at. We're going to take from a select group of top sites, and we're going to work with CCP, and we're going to find out who the ultimate EVE site is of all the sites that enter. And that person, whoever owns that site, will get a trip to FanFest in Reykjavik, Iceland, all expenses paid.
I'm speechless.
It's awesome. I would love to go to FanFest. I keep trying to convince Guild Launch to send me.
Yeah, they won't.
They won't. So, that's the Top Site Contest. Anyone can enter. Any site can have the widget. Voters have a chance to win computers, or a computer, and hosting, and Ventrilo for their guild. And the owner of the top site, once it's picked by EVE, or CCP, and Guild Launch, will win a trip to Reykjavik FanFest next year.
That's awesome. Well, who's winning right now?
Right now, we just reset the counter, because we're doing it every month. So we're 4 days into the next month, and War Madden is winning with 53 votes. Rated X has 30, and Defenders of the Order has 27. And I want to say that the winners last month had like 1,500 votes. So
jeez,
these guys are going to get pumping soon. Like I said, we just reset, and it's a matter of time before they build up. Now, I do want to call out to EVE Corps here. It's kind of sad that you guys are getting beat down by Star Wars: The Old Republic and WoW guilds.
Yeah, this is your top site. You're being beaten by Swatter.
We know that EVE players are competitive, and they like to kill things. So get your widgets out there, get voting, and show these other guys, these other smaller games, who the top dog is out here. All right, EVE, that's my challenge.
Go out and suicide gank them all.
That's right.
not in real life.
Not in real life.
Just on the website. Go ahead and cover ourselves there.
That's right. Suicide is not supported by Guild Launch.
Neither is Suicide Ganking IRL.
That's right, IRL. All right, so what else do we got?
Well, we've got the Eve Correspondent Contest.
I thought that ended.
No, we actually we decided to extend it because we have managed to get an even better prize. A trip to Georgia, meet the developers. It's awesome, right?
That is pretty awesome. I'd love to do that.
You know what's better than that?
What's that?
Iceland.
Another trip to FanFest?
That's right. Not only will you be able to get paid as a freelance writer for Guild Launch, you will get to go to FanFest in Reykjavik.
Wow.
It's...
So when does this end?
This one ends on the 21st.
Okay.
And all you have to do, go to the Guild Life for the official rules and what you need to send. But basically, you send me an email at the support email address, support@guildlaunch.com. Give me your information. Give me, you know, a little sample, 1,000 words or less, why you should be going with us, why you should be writing with us. And there you have it.
That's incredible. So they send us an email with the information we're asking for, and when they win, they get paid to write about Eve for a year, and they get an all-expenses-paid trip to FanFest now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Two trips to FanFest.
Yeah, and we still can't go.
And we still can't go.
I think Steven goes. We
don't go. I think Steven does get to go. Owning the company has its perks, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so the last contest, I promise, is the last one we're going to talk about. We're announcing it today. It's the Alliance, I'm sorry, the Eve tournament, not the Alliance tournament. It's an Eve tournament we're doing for Eve players, and anyone, even with a trial, can get in on this. There are a few rules I'm going to discuss here, and we'll have more in-depth rules on the address I'm going to give it a minute. So for all you Eve players who are about to go jump in and start looking at your skills, the characters themselves cannot be created before November 29th. And yes, for you non-Eve players, we do have a way to verify that. The ship you'll be able to fly are any standard frigate ships. We're going to run a frigate tournament. Frigates are the small ones, the fast ones. They're the ships anyone can fly at any point in time. We're going to hold the tournament the weekend of December 10th. So on the 29th, if you set up for a trial account, you will be able to compete in the tournament on your trial account. And the website you can go to get more information is evetournament, all one word, .guildlaunch.com. And that'll have all the rules, all the updates, a place where you can put your team together, talk, and you will need to go there to register your team for the tournament. So we'll have that up, you know, in a couple of hours, and go there and register.
That's awesome.
The reason we're doing a new character tournament is so that everybody has an even playing field. So you see a lot of guys talk about how they'd like to get into EVE, but they don't want to jump into a game where people have 6 years advantage on them or a lot of money and a lot of skill training. So this is going to remove a lot of that. Everyone's character will have the same starting point, so there won't be any in-game character advantage, just playing.
So you're saying that I can still compete in this contest and have a chance if I don't have, you know, 10 billion is to spend on a ship.
That's right. You could compete if you didn't work for Guild Launch and still compete and have a chance to win. But anyone can, and it's as even of a playing field as we can get. There are more restrictions. You know, money is a big thing, so anyone with a lot of money could just buy their way into in-game gear. We're limiting that stuff. And again, those rules are going to be on evetournament.guildlaunch.com.
Fantastic.
So I think that's all we got today, man.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
Yeah, you have any shout-outs you want to give? Or?
No, I think I got them all.
Yeah. Check out epicslant.com. Our friend over there, our buddy Farrell, is writing his second book. His first one was the Guild Companion. It was a people management type book. He talked about managing guilds and how to work with people. And those the skills that he explains there can really be applied to any social or people management situation. The book he's working on now is it's a Raider's Companion to help guilds form, get together, how to plan strategies and stuff. And it works for any game where you have a group of people that need to overcome a hard obstacle. So
sounds handy.
It's called the Raider's Companion, but, you know, EVE players who are looking to drop a POS in low security, you know, that involves a group of people to overcome that obstacle, and then it applies there too. But he's writing it, and check out epicslant.com for more information on that. So that's a shout-out I got.
Nice.
Way to go, Farrell. Cool. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up. Don't forget about the tournaments. You can see all that information on theguildlife.com, all one word. And Rifttop Fan, EVE Top Site, EVE Correspondent, and EVE Tournament. So get in and start participating. Doesn't cost you anything, and you can win lots of cool stuff.
Yep. So get out there and just slay more dragons.
Slay more dragons.